the office that he would always go to was Homeland Security in San Francisco. And it was routine. He had an appointment. He had all his documents that he needed and the fee that you pay. And then they just didn't let him come home.
This is Misinformed, a podcast about the things we don't understand about others and what we wish they knew about us. I'm Laura Joyce Davis.
These are stories nobody talks about. No media doesn't know about these things. It's only the people who've lived it and who were actually there that know what really goes on.
Season one of Misinformed looks at U.S.-Mexico immigration through the lens of storytelling from both sides of the border and of the political spectrum.
I think we just close the border down, I think, probably be the best way, and put a stop to it. And we only got so many jobs for everybody.
Each episode brings together stories from people who typically don't get in the same room together if they can help it. We talk about our lives, our hopes, our fears, and the experiences that shape our politics.
I was in tears every day because I honestly didn't know, like, is he going to be deported? What's going to happen with my family? Am I going to have to leave college? Am I going to have to get a job? Mind you, I'm still an undocumented immigrant myself at that point. First of all, how am I going to pay for school because I don't qualify for financial aid? No state or federal funds for me because I don't even exist here. Yeah, I don't have a social security number. I don't exist here.
What would you say to someone who wants to come to the U.S. to escape violence or poverty in their own country?
I guess I've never thought about what do you do with them.
When it comes to immigration, there's so much misinformation out there. So many people angry or afraid or frustrated. But immigration isn't going away. We live in a world where people are constantly moving, trying to find a better life somewhere else.
They want a safer area to live. I don't know. Maybe go to school, get a degree in something, get a good job. Then if you want to go back to your country, fine.
And what about if they don't want to go back to their country? What if their country's not safe or they can't find work there?
Then if you see that it's going to happen, then start going through the process of trying to become a citizen. Then they can do that and vote as a citizen. You should have that all checked out.
I can't vote, so my word means nothing. Even though I pay my taxes, even though I provide for my family and I have two jobs and you take my tax away from both my paychecks. I had a lot of people support me in the past that didn't even understand. They would just say, oh, why don't you have a license? Mm-hmm. Well, because I can't get one. Oh, well, why don't you have a job? Because you need a social security number to get paid. So it's just education. I feel like we would have way more allies if they had the information.
And what's the thing that you value most as an American?
Freedom.
I don't feel American. I feel like being American means that you're concerned about differences and being the elite country of the world. And I don't feel that.
This isn't just about finding common ground. It's about trying to understand the people we disagree with most. And also about how complicated our beliefs are about each other. It's about finding a way forward in a time when there's so much that's hard to talk about.
Do you have any thoughts after hearing Perla's story?
Well, for one thing, she's really gone through a lot.
Yeah, she has, hasn't she?
It shouldn't be that hard. If you're an upstanding person and you've been here for so long, or like her, she went to school, she's now got a job. I mean, she's doing all the right things. Why don't they decide it? I don't understand. Will you tell her good luck and don't give up?
I am grateful for every hurdle and every tear that's spent in the whole process of me getting to where I am right now, because it's what's given me the strength to take on anything that life throws at me. All right, you want to detain my dad? What else? You want to limit my options for school? What else? You want me to overlook study abroad programs? Fine. What else? You want me to be scared to drive without a license? Okay, what else? Go to a different line when you come back from your travels? Cool. What else? Come at me. I'm ready. Yeah. Because I've gone through enough.
I'm Laura Joyce Davis, hoping that with each episode, we're all a little less misinformed.